He calls the games every Sunday. He joins us on Mondays. He is an analyst for the Panther Spanish Radio Network, a reporter for Telemundo. You can follow him on Twitter at LuisJr40. He is Luis Moreno. Luis, hola. How you doing?
How are you? Good talking to you.
First, I got to ask you, we saw snow in Green Bay last night. There is prediction of cold temperatures and possible precipitation this week in the entire state, specifically the western part of the state. Have you bought bread and milk and is Charlotte on snow watch?
No, I'm not too worried about that. I am worried about having new tires and make sure my car is good to go for Ooh. Sunday in case it snows. We make it to the stadium.
All right, I think you'll be okay, but that first snow of the year, you know, everybody goes a little bit crazy, the local TV weather folks, so you keep everybody sane down there in Charlotte, all right?
Yes, sir.
Hey, we've seen the Panthers come up short going wide in a late-game situation with Christian McCaffrey trying to run to the outside. Yesterday, we saw him try and run to the inside. That didn't work either, depending on what camera angle you were looking at. But my question for you is short yardage situation perhaps the place where the Panthers miss Cam Newton the most?
I absolutely think that's the place where there's a vacancy that hasn't been filled since Cam Newton has been on IR and since he hasn't played this year. However, I do believe that we have this team has shown enough on the running game between the tackles that I don't understand how sometimes they have struggled so much to gain 1 or 2 yards when Christian McCaffrey's averaging over 5 yards a carry. And I do believe that part of it does have to do with sort of forgetting about the running game in circumstances where the team might be down by 7, 8, 10 points with 7 or 8 minutes left in the game. And I think that a lot of times it makes it hard for the offense when you're just pass blocking, and you forget about what had given you yards, what had put you in position to score. And I think that's a big factor, the fact that this team at times, I think that Norv Turner has done a really good job utilizing all the weapons. However, yesterday was a prime example of a lot of times abandoning the running game before it's necessary and then coming back and using it in the last play, which I don't think it was ideal either, because the same thing, we have not been using that running game between the tackles in the last 5 or 6 minutes. So I think that sometimes as a running back, you need that consistency, you need those repetitions. And I do believe that was a factor.
All right, but if a 4th and inches play or whatever, going for it in 3rd and inches, whatever, 4th and inches, when you're trying to stop the offense from just getting a couple feet, to me it's almost like a penalty kick in soccer where you're kind of guessing. At times you got to guess a little bit at what they're going to do. If, for example, we saw at the end of the first half when we buried the Packers, you know, McCoy got in there and hit there. He sort of guessed, all right, this is what they're going for. I'm going all out, going up the middle. And when Cam Newton is in the game, it just makes it a lot harder to guess because they could run, pass with two different, you know, it could be a running back run, it could be a quarterback run, it could be a quarterback run to the inside, to the outside, or a pass play that ends up being a quarterback run or a pass. And just with Kyle Allen, they don't have to guess certain options. Does that make sense?
I agree. But reality is we don't have Cam and we will not have Cam for the rest of the year.
That is true.
So how do you prepare moving forward not having Cam? To me, like I said, if you continue running the ball in those last 7 minutes, you had 3 timeouts. Yep. You were down by 1 touchdown.
Yep, yep.
If you keep running the ball, when it comes to that 4th and goal and the 1-yard line, then you're really making the defense guess whether or not you're going to run or pass. Yep. And I think that's where your options get opened a little bit more. So I do believe that. I think at times we tend to forget about the running game when we're not out of the game completely, and I think it comes back to haunt us in the last couple plays of the game.
On the other side, we've seen the Panthers' run defense has been something they've hung their hat on kind of in the Ron Rivera era, especially Luke Kuechly has obviously been a godsend back there holding things down. Now they're giving up over 5 yards per carry, over 6 yards per carry yesterday, got gashed again by obviously a good running back, but it seems to be a continuing problem. Is this a scheme thing, a personnel thing? And I hate to even ask this, but Twitter is whispering, and I try and ignore Twitter, but is Luke Kuechly possibly even losing a step?
I don't think it's about his athletic ability or whether or not he's losing a step. I do believe that this defense it's going through a transition from the 4-3 to a 3-4, and a lot of times you still have some pieces or don't have some pieces in place because it takes more than 1 year to transform a 4-3 defense to a 3-4. Yes, we have done Terry Poe. KK Short not being in the lineup does hurt, and I think that at times when 2 or 3 guys that are usually the guys that are consistent are not consistent, and especially as a inside linebacker in a 3-4 scheme, you depend solely on those two nose tackles, the three technique, the zero, the one technique. And a lot of times when those guys are not disciplined enough, it's going to be really tough. And I do believe that. I don't think that he's lost a step, but I think sometimes the aggressiveness with which our defensive front and our linebackers play has been detrimental. It happened against San Francisco. Shanahan realized that this team was very aggressive on defense, and he counterattacked it with screens, with short passes, and it worked perfectly. So I do believe that it's a transitional problem. However, you know, if you tell me before the game that Rodgers was going to end with less than 300 yards and no touchdown passes, yep, and they were still going to win, then that shows you that if this defense doesn't stop the run better, if it doesn't improve, it's going to be really, really tough for this team to go into the playoffs.
We learn about football from Luis, but we also learn some Spanish football terms every week from Luis. Luis, what is this week's Spanish football term of the week?
Well, if anybody watched the game last night, two-point conversion. Conversión de dos puntos. I understand Rivera that...
There we go.
I understand. Yeah, I understand when, you know, he tries to sometimes risk, he tries to gamble. I don't know that that was the best place to gamble yesterday. I still don't understand. I understand that the weather was a factor. However, it is tougher, I think, mentally to go into the last drive down by 8 instead of down by 7 when you are a professional player, in my opinion. So I do believe that that had a little bit of influence in the way they attacked that last drive. And unfortunately, they come up short.
Conversión de dos puntos, our Spanish football term of the week. Thanks, Luis, so much for stopping by, as always, and have a great week. We'll talk to you next week, man.
You too, bud. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.